It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Former Phoenix conductor Michael Christie is in Santa Fe, New Mexico this weekend and the coming week for the world premiere of The Revolution of Steve Jobs, a new opera composed by Mason Bates on a libretto by Mark Campbell, presented by Santa Fe Opera. The Revolution of Steve Jobs begins at a critical moment in Jobs' life and examines the people and experiences that shaped one of the most influential figures of our time. It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of another phenomenally talented American composer's first opera, Christie says. Mason is a true theatrical composer, blending voice, drama, and his own revelatory musical vision. Christie's nearly 20-year symphonic conducting career has included serving as music director of the Phoenix Symphony, the Brooklyn Philharmonic, and the Queensland Australia Orchestra. He now lives and conducts in the Twin Cities with his wife Alexis, who's a physician, and their two kids. Two original scores from English composer Gustav Holst, best known for his work The Planets, have been found in New Zealand, more than a century after Holst wrote them. Folk Songs from Somerset and Two Songs Without Words were both written in 1906 and were rediscovered recently in the library of the Bay of Plenty Sinfonia. The finders say they have no idea how the two works found their way to New Zealand. Sinfonia musician Bronya Dean said both are in excellent condition and show minimal signs of damage. Dean was able to authenticate the works by matching the handwriting, address, and signature of Holst with internet sources and confirming the discovery with the Holst Archive in England. Folk Songs of Somerset was last performed in 1906 and conducted by Holst. After that, he reworked some of the score into a work called A Somerset Rhapsody, published in 1907. The original Folk Songs from Somerset was never published and has not been played or heard in over a century. The Bay of Plenty Sinfonia plans to perform the lost works early next year, and then they'll send them home to England, where archivists and music historians at the Holst Foundation and Archive are very interested in seeing them. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music. This is listener-supported 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD. We also broadcast on Translator K209 DB Scottsdale at 89.7, and we're available on the web at kbach.org.